Over the course of my long friendship with the consulting detective, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, there have been some few cases where it was I who was the instrument of bringing a situation before him. The adventure of the naval treaty with my old school chum Percy Phelps comes to mind, as does the case of the poisoned lily, which involved my wife's old roommate Lillian Fields. In this instance, which I am about to relate, it was a perfect stranger who contacted me, in a most unusual manner, imploring my intercession on his behalf with my friend. It was not long after my marriage to the former Miss Mary Morstan, and the setting up of my practice and household in Paddington, when I received a most unusual package by way of a delivery boy. I happened to be passing by the front door, en route to the kitchen where I was in search of sustenance, when the bell rang. I naturally opened it myself to find a young lad of about 12. He was cleanly dressed, unlike the ragamuffins whom Holmes used as his irregular detective force. Those street urchins acted as my friend's spies and bloodhounds in tracking down persons and information to assist Holmes in some of his cases. This neat boy doffed his cap politely and inquired as to whether I was Dr. John Watson. Upon my affirmation, he handed me a package. "It's for your patient," he said. As I had no patient at present, I checked the address on the package and noted that it was my own. I reached into my pocket and handed the boy sixpence for his trouble. He accepted it most anxiously and with a "Thank you kindly, sir," was off like a shot. I proceeded on to the kitchen where Mary was preparing our midday meal. "Good afternoon, darling," I kissed her cheek. "That looks good," I continued, nodding toward the plate of sliced beef, cheeses and bread. "Thank you," she smiled, glancing at the package. "What do you have there?" I set the package on the kitchen table. "A boy just delivered this, said it was for my patient." "But you have no patients, do you?" she asked. "No, and that is puzzling," I replied, reaching for a knife to cut the strings. "Perhaps you should treat it like a puzzle, as Mr. Holmes would," she suggested. I agreed that this would be a wise precaution, and proceeded to examine the box thoroughly. The string was ordinary twine, and the knot was a simple bow. Still, I kept it intact and cut the string some distance from it. The box was wrapped in ordinary brown paper, which was surprisingly wrinkled a great deal, as if it had been reused. The handwriting seemed to be done with a fine J-pen. The slant appeared to indicate a right-handed person, and the writing was quite masculine, which fit with the name on the return address, which was Hector Burbage, LSA, 138 King's Road, Markham Square, Chelsea.
"You do not recognize the name?" inquired Mary.
"No," I replied. "He is not my usual supplier of medicines." Removing the paper, I set it aside neatly and discovered a small cardboard box, roughly 4 inches square and 2 inches deep. It was a plain grey colour with no printing of any sort to indicate its contents. I lifted it and shook it slightly. There was a rattle that indicated it was just what the boy purported it to be, a box of pills. I carefully lifted the lid, watchful for signs of any danger, and found a quantity of about 30 white pills and a note. The note had imprinted on it the medication by its Latin designation, and I recognized it as a substance which was to be used only in life-or-death situations, due to its dangerous side effects. In the same handwriting as the address on the wrapping were further instructions stating the following: "For the exclusive use of the patient of Dr. John Watson, residing with Mrs. Hudson of Baker Street." Mary, who had been reading over my shoulder, offered,
"It appears you have a puzzle for Mr. Holmes after all. If it's truly an emergency, you should go to him at once."
I agreed and went to fetch my hat and coat. Before leaving, Mary handed me a wrapped sandwich and a flask.
"Knowing Mr. Holmes, it could be some time before you get to eat again. Take this and send me word when you can."
I kissed her and stepped out to hail a cab.